Welcome back to WVNN Afternoons. I'm Yaffe. Copper is here as well. I want to tell you about the sponsor this half hour real quick. It is my friends at Marathon Painting. We've all been spending a lot more time at home in the past year, and maybe you notice things around the house that need fixing or painting. Maybe it's something like even a new roof. Well, Marathon Painting is your local source for residential and commercial renovations. Painting, roofing, drywall, any kind of renovations, they do it all. Licensed, bonded, and insured, they're going to take care of all your remodeling needs, and they will do it right the first time. They stand behind all of their work with warranties on anything that they do. No job is too big or too small. In fact, they're the largest home repaint company in North Alabama. And I want you to call them today to get things fixed right or painted right. Call Steven with Marathon Painting at 256-326-8053. That's 256-326-8053. Or you can go to their website as well, marathonpainting.com. That's marathonpainting.com. By the way, just so you know, they are now hiring for experienced painters and carpenters. Call someone you can trust. Call them at 256-326-8053 or go to marathonpainting.com. And when you get your house all fixed up, when you make that appointment, make sure to tell them Yaffe sent you. So we're supposed to be getting a call from Rick Manning. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government, also a former Bush labor appointee. You can find out more about them at getliberty.org. We've had him on the show before, expecting him to call any moment. But I did want to go over the breaking news really quick that the Department of Justice announced today, breaking news, that investigators were able to recover most of the ransom paid to hackers who interrupted operations at the Colonial Pipeline last month. So we'll talk about this as well. Rick Manning, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
My pleasure. Glad to be on.
So real quick, we have the breaking news that the Department of Justice was able to recover most of the ransom paid to the hackers of the Colonial Pipeline. I still feel like that the Biden administration is being really weak on this in terms of they're not really going after Russia for this. How do we, as someone who used to be a part of the Labor Department and knows a lot about the economy, how should we respond to these hacks that obviously affect our economy?
Well, first of all, assuming we do know the origin of them, and I will just be a little skeptical on one piece. A lot of times it's identified as being Russian because they use some Cyrillic coding. Well, if I were the KGB or whatever is the KGB these days, the last thing I use coding that directly points to me as being the covert operative. But assuming we know who did it, at that point, I think something like the attack on the Colonial Pipeline, it has to be dealt with in the strongest way. The attack on the Microsoft system that occurred about a month ago, determining who is doing it, if there is a nation state that is actually engaged in this cyber activity, we have to treat this as an economic act of war, because mm-hmm. that's what it is. And it is and we know that the Chinese regularly engage in this exact kind of attack. And if people don't feel that there's any consequence to it, then why would you stop?
Interesting. Yeah. In terms of the Colonial Pipeline, it was the Dark Side Criminal Enterprise Group, which is based out of Russia, that claimed responsibility. But you're right. It's not a state actor. So does that complicate things a little?
Well, the Dark Side, the group that claimed, the Colonial Pipeline was a really weird circumstance because an anonymous group comes forward and says, we're doing it, but we're doing this for profit. But our goal in doing it for profit is to take down companies that are in industries that we don't like. But we're not going to deal with going after governments. Well, makes no sense at all. But what I will tell you is that coming out of, if they were Russian, It is not lost on me that concurrent with that occurring, the Biden administration agreed with the idea of having a Russian pipeline go from basically bypass Ukraine and go directly to Germany to provide natural gas to Germany. without having any kind of capacity of Ukraine to interdict it. It's a, apparently the Biden administration believes that Russian pipelines are good, but American pipelines are bad. And it's a, it's just, I would just like to see the Biden administration show some equity in how he treats Russia versus America.
Yeah. Is that because, I mean, is this just usual Democrat thinking that we need to be nice to our adversaries and maybe they'll be nice to us? Is that why he does stuff like that?
I have to tell you, I have no idea. I do believe this was a lay down for Angela Merkel at Germany, who wanted that done. Remember, here's what the Trump administration was doing to offset Russia's dominance in providing natural gas to Europe. The Trump administration was exporting U.S. natural gas to Europe to compete with Russia, to provide Europe with an alternative to Russian natural gas. But the Biden administration policy is to end fracking, which is the way you get natural gas out of the ground in America in abundance. And so since his policy is that fracking and getting natural gas and other fossil fuels out of the ground is bad when it happens in America, that he effectively is saying, we're going to allow Russia to have dominance in terms of energy extortion dominance over Europe at the same, and we're not going to try to offset it by providing an alternative source, reliable source of energy to Europe in abundance. That is a really, really, really bad geopolitical decision. It's a bad economic decision, and it has real consequences for the future. It's no matter, even if you think Trump was a terrible president, you have to admit that having the U.S. providing an alternative, stable energy supply to Europe so they were not subject to blackmail by Russia was beneficial to freedom around the world. And if you put that idea in just a totally separate from Trump, I think 90% of people would say, yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, the fact is, the Biden administration came in and they said anything that Trump did was automatically bad. So we're going to allow for Russian energy dominance to be expanded.
You know, that is actually a really interesting point, because I constantly hear from the Biden administration that we have to pass a giant infrastructure bill or spend all of this government money in order to compete with the likes of China and Russia. Yet while they say that, they're totally undermining one of our main competing points with Russia, which was natural gas. I mean, you're right, that completely conflicts each other. What is going on? Is it just that they feel like the best way to compete is through green energy and natural gas isn't green enough for them?
Well, that's exactly it. The reason Germany is in such trouble and needs to import natural gas is because they've ended their coal industry, which they have in abundance, by the way. And the Green Party in Germany won't allow them to engage in hydraulic fracturing, even though they have the capacity to get energy resources out of their own ground using hydraulic fracturing. This is a simple example of the left's kind of insanity. The idea of environmentalism, they all say it, we're in one world. But the truth is, what they try to do is export all social costs, all environmental costs of energy development to other places. And so in Europe, they export it to Russia. In America, we're exporting it. We're essentially going to export it. We've exported to China. We've exported environmental costs to places around the world that don't like us very much. And as a result, the left's philosophy is if you are essentially a capitalist system, you must export your environmental costs to places that aren't. And as a result, become dependent upon those places for your very existence. And that is essentially the putting a knife to the throat of any capitalist system and giving the knife handle to those who hate you. It's insane, it's stupid, but it's what they have done continually for 30 years, and I don't see any reason why they would change now.
Man, yeah, that is an excellent point. So I'm speaking with Rick Manning. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. The main reason I wanted to bring you on today, actually, was to talk about the disappointing job numbers that came out last week. I mean, it's disappointing, sure. But I'm guessing you're not very surprised by it.
No, I'm not surprised at all. Let's just be honest about the job numbers. Most states that are run by Republican governors that have opened up are running their economies, their unemployment rates are near what used to be termed full employment. And so they are near levels that we had during the Trump administration. And as a result, they are economically recovered. The biggest problems that they have are people who were knocked out of the system during the pandemic and the reaction to the pandemic. And those people have not come back into the system, into the job system. Some will be lost forever because they've retired and they're not coming back, and because we do have an aging population. But many will come back only if and when, A, they have schools regularly open and they can depend on it, and B, when they have a circumstance where they aren't being paid more to be unemployed than they get paid to be employed. And those in those states, many of those states, 23 of them, have taken action to stop taking the federal unemployment insurance bump and not allow for their residents to get that anymore. And as a result, I would expect that in the July, in the numbers for June, which will come out in July, we will see those states have more people employed, because most people will come back into the employment market. And as such, you will see those states will be able to be growing, and we'll see even more economic growth from there. And, oh, by the way, as New York and California and Illinois open up more and more, the unemployment rate's going to drop, and it has nothing to do with Biden. It has everything to do with the governors opening up their states and allowing people to go back to work.
Isn't that a reason not to spend all this money on like an infrastructure package and everything else, because it's going to come back naturally? And by spending all this money, we're just going to possibly increase inflation.
The problem that there, I think it's kind of a twofold question, but what we have is we are operating on as if there's an emergency, that we're in an economic emergency that requires all this extra spending and extra programs. And what we need to be doing instead is declaring the emergency over, rescind the spending that's been authorized up until now that is still in the pipeline, because we have an economy that's heating up pretty heated, and take away the disincentives to work. One of the things they've done is they've expanded food stamp eligibility. They've expanded without even thinking about it, they just expanded food stamp eligibility. They've expanded the unemployment benefits, as we discussed. There have been a number of things where where people don't have to pay rent. And so they have rental forgiveness and forbearance for mortgages. Well, the minute people have to start paying their rent again and paying their insurance, paying their mortgages again, that's when you start having people saying, I have to get back to work. And the fact is we have an economy that has about 7 million more jobs than we have workers. We looked at where those jobs were. They're equally distributed around the country, as you would expect from the populations of different states. And so it's not like, you know, there's no jobs in New York. They're all in Texas. So we have jobs that are distributed around the country. And the problem employers have is the inability to actually get workers to take those jobs. And it's because the government's messing it up. If Joe Biden wants to have the most successful economy in the history of our country, what he should do is say everything is roll back everything he's trying to do and allow for the Trump economy to actually thrive, take hold and thrive again. But unfortunately, he's doing things which are raising energy costs, and deliberately raising energy costs. And in doing so, even if the money supply and everything else gets under control, the rising energy costs by policy fiat automatically creates additional costs in the economy and fuels inflation in ways that extend throughout the economy. So yes, he will create an inflationary, continue to create an inflationary cycle. We do need to cut spending to stop that process a little bit, but also his underlying policies attacking energy will in fact are inflationary by their very intent, actually.
Rick Manning, he is the president of Americans for Limited Government, also a former Bush labor appointee. You can find out more about him and Americans for Limited Government at getliberty.org. Rick, as always, I really appreciate you coming on the show. We'll bring you on again in the future.
Absolutely. Look forward to my bite.
And we'll be back in a moment here on WVNN Afternoons.
WVNN Afternoons.